Guaranteed income programs are becoming more common across the U.S. These temporary programs are largely being championed by progressive big city mayors. The hope is giving hundreds of dollars a month to people struggling financially will help reduce income inequality. For the Gulf States Newsroom, Stephen Bisaha and Aubrey Juhas report on a new program in Georgia that's trying to reach people outside those big cities.
Drive about 2.5 hours south from Atlanta, and you'll end up in the rural town of Cuthbert, Georgia.
People here say it's a nice, quiet place to retire. It's also in one of the poorest parts of the state. The county's poverty rate is more than twice Georgia's, a state already known for high poverty.
Which is why Tanika Acosta is standing outside the local Dollar General. She's an outsider with a flyer, but she's got a pitch that's hard to ignore.
$850, no strings attached, though, ma'am. Can I explain that to you? And that kind of makes them say, okay, what you talking about?
Acosta is getting people to sign up for In Her Hands. It's a guaranteed income program that will give hundreds of low-income women in Georgia $850 a month for 2 years. Women, especially black women, face higher rates of poverty than men, so this program's hoping to address that. Word spreads fast here, so most of the women Acosta talks to have already heard of the program, including Wandalyn Blackman. Acosta helps black men complete her application.
All done. Now you will receive an email. There's already coming.
Okay. Now you're just waiting.
Okay.
You're all set.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Aubrey, there are dozens of cities trying to build the political will to make a guaranteed income federal policy. And they're doing that by running pilots in their own cities.
Right. And while In Her Hands is doing that in Atlanta, they're also taking the unusual step of giving money to people in three rural counties here in Southwest Georgia.
Now, it's a lot cheaper living in a rural area like Cuthbert than Atlanta, but people in Atlanta often have access to a lot more help. Blackman says there also aren't many jobs here where you can make
good money, and down here, it's no job, and it is a job. You ain't making that much of money.
Logging used to be the big industry here decades ago, but not anymore. Lots of people who grew up here either leave for better jobs elsewhere, or they come back once they retire. Turns out, if you're going to do a rural guaranteed income, you're probably going to end up giving a lot of money to retirees who are struggling to get by on Social Security.
Yeah, like grandmother Everine Evans. She got the pitch for the program at the grocery store.
Yeah, when she said $850, I said, wow.
Evans, who is 78 years old, knew she wanted to apply, but wasn't sure how to complete the online application. So on a hot June day, she walks into the local technical college to get some help from In Her Hands staff.
I love your dress.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to keep cool.
Right, same.
Same.
The people running this pilot say there are over 300 studies, many overseas, showing cash payments are a big help for people's mental health as well as their wallets.
But some new studies aren't so positive. In 2020, Harvard University researchers gave people living in poverty $2,000, and the researchers say they didn't see those same benefits. In fact, some people did worse financially and mentally after getting the cash.
But the researchers say that's probably because it wasn't enough money to make a meaningful difference. The Georgia program is giving people a lot more money. Not $2,000, but $20,000 over the next 2 years. Hope Wolensack leads the Georgia Resilience and Opportunity Fund, which runs the pilot. She says that $20,000 is probably just the baseline of what's needed.
We heard from women that they would probably spend just the first 5 to 6 months getting their head above water, whether that was catching up on their bills, paying down debt.
Everine Evans says she plans on saving the money for hard times, which to some extent have already arrived with high inflation. Her only source of income is her Social Security check.
So this would bump it up a lot to have $850
in addition to Social Security. You're going to make me do a dance. I sure hope they pull my name, Jesus.
The application for In Her Hands Rural Pilot closed in late June, and program leaders are onboarding participants so they can start receiving their guaranteed income soon.
For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
And I'm Aubrey Juhas in Cuthbert, Georgia.